Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, welcome to the English Academy Club. This is Valeska, your host. Thank you for stopping by today to listen to this episode. I hope that you had a wonderful weekend. Here we are. It is Monday, and I am excited about the new week. In today's episode, I originally wanted to talk about idioms with you, but I want to talk about something else now. One of my students was expressing to me how she just tends to lose confidence when she is speaking in English. And I understand this. And I think when you are speaking in a different language that you are not used to, you can't help but feel self-conscious. It's just something that automatically happens to many people. So don't feel bad about it. Don't feel guilty about it. It is okay. It is okay to feel like you're not that confident when you're speaking in a different language, but don't let that stop you. Use that fear that you have to fuel you in your studies, to help you advance in your studies. So try to remember that no one is judging you. No one is judging the way you are speaking. No one is judging your understanding skills. No one is judging you at all. I would have the same problem if I started speaking in a language that I didn't know that well. It's normal. It is totally normal to feel like you are nervous or scared or self-conscious about speaking in a different language. And in your case, it would be English. But I don't want you to feel like it's something bad. It is not bad. It's normal. And it is a normal part of learning English. It is part of the process to feel a bit timid along the way and fearful that maybe you are not saying certain words or phrases the correct way. It's okay. It's all right. Remember to take a breath and try to just relax before you start talking and just remind yourself that this is normal. It is normal to feel like that, and in no way should you feel guilty or bad about it. Just continue to study, dedicate time every single day to your studies. It is really important that you work on your English every day to help you advance faster. I also offer private English lessons. If you would like to schedule a 15-minute free consultation with me to see if we would be a good fit for each other, I am more than happy to schedule that with you. You can contact me. I will provide you with the link in the show notes, and you can visit that website and contact me through there. And we can set up a free 15-minute consultation just to make sure that we would be suitable for each other. I hope you have a great day, and I will see you on Wednesday.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.